Immigration Law Talk Show, presented by the renowned and amazing attorney, Shapir Ali. A unique perspective on immigration law by one of the highest rated lawyers in the Bay Area, California. Brought to you by the Shapir Ali Law Group PC and Emmy Law Help Inc.
Hello everybody, this is Attorney Shapir Ali for a continuation on our series, How to Guide on Immigration. Today we're going to talk about how to bring your parents to the United States. There are many ways, of course, to bring your parents. If you're not a U.S. citizen, the only way probably if they want to visit you is a B-1, B-2 visa, of course, which is a visitor visa, and that something depending on the discretion of the State Department, Department of State. However, if you're a U.S. citizen, the way to bring your parents here is actually, it's a three-part step, usually, when you're bringing your parents here. One, you have to file what we call the I-130 petition. Once the I-130 gets approved, and it takes around 3 to 4 months, usually 5 months to get approved, then the case will go to the National Visa Center, which at this point will be the Department of State. Which is going to be basically going to adjudicate on the case. And the National Visa Center, the form is usually DS-260. And for each of if you have your parents, your mom and your dad, you have to do an I-130 for each. And then the next step, of course, the National Visa Center, you have to file the DS-260 for each of them, and the I-864, which is the affidavit of support. And if you are not making enough money, based on the poverty guidelines, you probably will have to also do a joint sponsor to be able to bring your parents here. So now, those two steps, once those two steps are completed, the case will be sent to the U.S. consulate, where there will be an interview. Whichever U.S. consulate you are from the country where you are, they will go ahead and adjudicate the case, and if everything is all right, your parents or your mom or your dad will come to the United States. And altogether, 5 months for the I-130 and around 3-4 months for the National Visa Center. And within 8 months to 1 year, you should be able to bring your parents here. Having said that, now, let's say your parents are already in the United States on a visitor visa, and if they didn't have the immigrant intent at that point and they didn't violate their B-1, B-2 visa, you can do directly an adjustment of status. Even if they were out of status for a while, they can still file the adjustment of status with the I-130. And at this point, you deal only with the Department of Homeland Security, not the State Department. Because it's an immediate relative petition when you are a U.S. citizen. So it's not a complicated process, to be honest, and we have the guys there, the steps. However, we see many issues, especially if you're from India, countries like India, where you have issues on the birth certificate or issues on the way the paperwork is filed. If you make mistakes on those cases, what happens to your case? It gets delayed. It doesn't get denied really, but it gets delayed. And ultimately, if you don't do it right, you will get a denial. And all the time and money spent in the filing will not be fruitful. So we recommend to have an attorney handle the case for you. However, an attorney is not indispensable to do that. But if you need help, our law firm is here to help you. You can call us at 510-742-5887. And we have put a link on that and some quick guidance on the parents' petition. And again, everything I'm telling you today, ladies and gentlemen, is for educational purposes only. You should not act or refrain to act solely on information provided. You should contact an attorney if you have any question. This video and this article doesn't create an attorney-client relationship. And you can visit our website at piralilaw.com or just type splgpc.com. Thank you. Until the next video on our guide, I say goodbye and you'll see me on the next video. Thank you.